early in the year, volatility is historically lower for the new crop contract compared to the old crop. So that means the new crop weekly options should be less expensive than the standard weekly options. Also, new crop weekly options offer just days of coverage on new crop. So that means it's a much shorter time value built into the price. Again, this should reduce the premium costs. Where we expect to see producers use these is around market moving events like the upcoming release of the prospective plantings report at the end of March. February is also an important month because it's when corn and soybean projected price for the federal crop insurance is set. This is another example of where a producer could utilize the flexibility of these options. If you're looking to manage risk around these type of events or even over a hot, dry summer weekend, these are designed to help you do that.